Hey there, hello. Welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your other host, Matt Olson. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Bonjour.
Ça va, Matt? Ça va? Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Je suis Muzzy.
Hein?
Je suis Muzzy.
Hein?
Oh, sorry. Je m'appelle Muzzy.
Ah, ah.
Oui.
Uh-huh. Pipu.
No. That's foul. It's sophomoric.
It's just yucky, isn't it?
It's just yucky, even in your French accent. Did you ever see those Muzzy ads?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Muzzy was this cartoon, like, monster that had a series of animated French language videotapes for children.
What kind of monster was he? Or she?
A French monster.
French kind?
A French-speaking monster.
Oh, the French kind. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I remember those ads would run on, like, Nick alongside, like, those Zoo Books ads and stuff.
Zoo Books. Zoo Books. No, we didn't have Zoo Books.
You didn't have Zoo Books?
We had something called Wildlife Fact File.
That sounds more grown up.
It was like real shit. They would mail us. It was like a subscription almost. So over a period of like, I don't know how long it was, maybe a year, once a month, they would mail us like a little packet of wildlife facts. And they would send us these binders. And you would like clip the wildlife facts into the binder so that you'd
like build it out.
Build your wildlife facts library.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's engaging.
It was, yeah. It was a fresh new way to learn some animal facts.
Yeah. Were you able to identify different animals? Were you able to identify their peepoo? Could you tell? Was that your fact?
I wasn't gross, Matt.
So you've been doing this thing lately.
Yeah.
This is unrelated to the subject.
Yeah.
You've been doing this thing lately where you'll just like start doing your New Zealand accent and stay in it.
Where I just get stuck in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, you've done it now, Matt.
Oh, no.
There's no going back. I'm going to be like this for the next 12 hours. Every time I get in my New Zealand accent, it lasts a bit longer. I get stuck in it for a little bit longer.
Oi.
And I think we are up to 12 hours now.
Oi, bruv. bruv.
That's not a word we say in New Zealand, mate.
I know. I'm doing a different thing.
Who are you then? Who are you?
I'm just one
what are
of
you
the bruvs.
Doing? What are you doing here?
See, the thing is that I think even if I had like a Muzzy style tape to like teach me like a British accent or like an Australian accent or anything and like put together real well and I practiced and I practiced and I practiced. I think the thing is that the moment I would actually try to say it in front of another person, it would
instead
all fall apart. I would just get
you would just revert. You would just revert into your like middle of England accent.
My like
that draws from all of the parts of Great Britain.
Right, the one that's just like the average, the statistical.
Right, it's
average.
The average of all.
Look
of
at
them.
You lost your New Zealand already.
Well, fuck! Now that you said that,
oh shit, mate. Put another Kiwi on the Barbie. We're going to war with New Zealand over here in Australia Town.
That's the statistical average of the New Zealand and Australian accents.
Actually,
it's an American accent, but all the little phrases and idioms are just sort of combined New Zealand and Australian phrases and idioms.
It's actually just the midpoint language between New Zealand and Australia, meaning the person who lives exactly equidistant between the two countries.
On a boat in between
the
two countries.
Sounds just like this.
Yeah. It's weird. This is what happens when you mix it. They sort of cancel each other out almost.
What if accents were just purely like they just kind of wrap the globe in terms of their changes, like you just like move like a couple clicks eastward and it's a little different a couple clicks west and a little different, and then in between it's just
like it was
average.
All just a gradient.
Yeah, just one perfect gradient. Like you could heat map it across the world, where different colors are just like different.
You know, it used to be like that before we created national borders and official languages.
Yeah, I
guess. Countries.
And like also, you know, then now it's all just like mixed up, jumbled up.
Yeah, it was all just mixed up. Anything fucking went.
Yeah, we got planes, trains, and automobiles. Automobiles. And they took us all over the place, and now who sounds like what? Who even knows?
We all sound like this.
We don't even say hello to people the same way anymore. We used to, back in the day, we used to have state-mandated ways to say hello to one another, to say hello to our comrades, and now we don't
have
those anymore.
And we don't even have those any. Like, what are we doing?
Why don't we hug each
other
three times?
What is this garbage world coming to?
And then do some...
Three times with kisses.
With kisses anymore.
With tender kisses.
You think if Bernie Sanders becomes president, we'll have the Democratic Socialist Fraternal Kiss? Or it's just like a more like restrained and puritanical version.
It's like it's a handshake with kisses. It's just a little, just stepping it back a little bit.
Yeah, are they still like face kisses or are they like hand kisses?
They're like those like air kisses. Those face air kisses.
You know how there are
hand kisses. It's three hand kisses.
You know how there are kisses that are far more intimate than face kisses.
Like tongue kisses?
No, like that's
like dick kisses.
Okay, you took it way too far. But think about this. Think about this.
Yes.
Let's say you went on a Tinder date, and you start the date with your socialist fraternal kiss,
right? Like
which
you
is
do.
The topic that we'll get to,
like you do
this week. But you start, and it's going really well, and you decide to go home with that person,
mm-hmm.
and like you're in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're in her bedroom, and it would be maybe normal if, like, sexy time kisses were, like, the right away go-to.
Yeah.
But then this person, like, takes your, like, wrist and then, like, plants a kiss just right on your wrist.
Just a soft, soft kiss.
Right? You have to be the smoothest person alive to not have the person you do that to bolt out of the room, because it's not normal. But
it's not normal.
So like definitely the Democratic Socialist Fraternal Kiss cannot be like a wrist kiss.
Well, I didn't say wrist,
but I'm just saying, like, do we think it would still be a face kiss?
Well, I was just about to goof before you went on this tangent, which is upsetting.
Gross
to me.
Think about a back of the neck kiss.
That's
see, there's so many places nobody really wants to be kissed unless it's like a very like trusting environment.
No, what I was going to suggest is that it's the like, you know, the aristocratic like,
oh, like
kissing,
the top of the wrist,
kissing
the top of the hand, kiss.
The hand of the king.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Top of the hand, that's acceptable.
But same time,
flip it and move a couple inches.
Well,
up
yeah,
the arm?
And plus
creepy,
right? And it's
very
the,
sensitive.
It's the softness too. Yeah. If you give it a real firm, like a. That's okay. That's like,
it's okay.
Nobody's mistaking that for anything other than, hey, how you doing? But if it's a real tender, just a soft kiss,
ugh.
That's different. But no, here's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining, so President, or Democratic Socialist President Bernie Sanders greeting Justin Trudeau.
Oh, yeah?
The President of Canada, because that's what he's called up there.
Mm-hmm. Just
and
a full-on makeout sesh.
No. Okay. Don't be gross. No, it's a hand kiss, but it's at the same time. So they simultaneously, they both extend their right hand.
Oh, I like that.
And then with the left hand, it just...
I like that.
Double kiss.
I like that mental image. You know what I saw today?
What?
Before we embark on the wiki journey?
Mm-mm.
I saw a picture of Justin Trudeau at like a pride rally, taking a picture with two... women dressed as My Little Pony characters.
Justin's
like image reps. Why didn't you intervene?
No, that's his whole thing, though. He's like the lovable.
He's not actually PM of Canada. He's PM of Tumblr at this point.
Have you seen that picture of him wearing this T-shirt that just says kindness?
Have you seen the video of him doing his cool party trick? We might have talked about this on the podcast before.
Maybe. What's this cool party trick?
I can't believe... Anytime I get in a conversation about this hunky man with somebody, and they're like, oh, what a good prime minister I am. Or what a good prime minister he is. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, there is a part of him that's very dumb.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, a YOLO awesome way, but very dumb. And his cool party trick is that he has perfected fake falling downstairs.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's video
No, that's tight. That's tight, though. I love that. I love that about him.
That's, like, the kind of thing, like, Bill Murray does. Not a prime minister.
You know what? I think you have a narrow vision of what a prime minister is. And I think a prime minister is somebody that likes kindness and My Little Pony and sweet stunts.
Like I said, Prime Minister of Tumblr.
Quick little double hand kisses.
All right. Let's greet Wikipedia by clicking on random article. Hello.
Hey, Wikipedia.
Oh, shit.
Charles Regan.
Or Regan, maybe?
Perhaps Regan was an English cricketer who played for Derbyshire in 1877.
Fuck.
Man, England,
wow, this cricket England, history goes back far.
England is, like, old, you know? You ever think about that?
What professional sports do you think were played in America in the late 1800s?
Just drinking.
Just drinking in war?
Yeah.
You can't leave war out.
True. Yeah, they loved war.
Mm-hmm. Britain was already kind of, like... trying to be like, they were on like the nicotine patch for
they were on the war nicotine patch.
They were on the nicotine patch for like colonialism a little bit at that point.
No, they weren't.
They definitely weren't. It's true.
Definitely weren't at all.
They were pretending to. They were like, well, we gave up America, right?
And it's like, yeah, but they weren't happy about it. They were
guys. Sun still never sets on y'all. Okay, so
well, but did it at that point? I think it maybe already did though.
They must have had some islands dotted along the way.
Well, I guess they owned Hawaii for a while, didn't
they? This is a great question for like Quora, which would be like, when did the sun finally set on the British Empire? Like, what day was it like, oh, they're liberated,
there
and
goes.
Now there's a period of night.
Yeah, I mean, I think they owned Hawaii for a while. They did. I know that they did.
They did?
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did.
Man.
It was like kind of a long time ago.
British Hawaii.
British Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha. Welcome to the luau.
That's so bad. That's really bad what we just did. I hate that.
Oi, we're going to the Hooky Lau. To the Hooky. This is actually, this is like 100% like a Ringo Starr thing, though.
What?
Ringo Starr, like whenever he like picks up a pen and writes a song, is basically trying to channel British Hawaii.
It's a luau.
Yeah.
It's a luau song.
I mean, just picture him, right, with his sunglasses and his goatee, and now put him in a Hawaiian shirt. It looks totally natural.
He was already in a Hawaiian
Ringo
shirt
Starr
before he said that.
I'm pretty sure Ringo Starr is the, like, Jimmy Buffett of England.
And Liverpool
like,
is the West Palm Beach of Florida. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. But think about it. Think about Ringo Starr covering Hooky Lau. It works.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that. Like I said, he was already in the Hawaiian shirt in my mind before you even said it.
Yeah, I didn't accept that. It was already there.
It was already there.
I peeked into your dream space and looked like, oh, the job's already done.
We're good.
Ringo's already there.
Do we have a plan of attack here?
No, I just kind of want to keep talking about analogs between American and British pop stars.
You always want to talk about analogs between American and British pop stars. And then at the end of the episode, it's like, shit, we have 10 minutes left.
Yeah,
and we're not anywhere. We're not even in the same, you know, continent as the thing that we're trying to find.
Who's the Kate Bush of America?
Oof.
See? Ain't this more interesting?
I mean, I don't think Kate Bush is one of a kind.
I think that's the right answer.
Like, there's no analog.
I think we could rack our brains about this for the rest of eternity.
There's only one Kate Bush, like, in the universe, I'm pretty sure.
Right. But given what we said earlier, does that imply that there's, like, multiple Jimmy Buffetts?
Oh, yeah. Every planet has at least one Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, every planet.
Buffett Prime, Buffett Alpha.
Every planet has at least one Jimmy Buffett born every 100 years.
Yeah.
There's a quota.
We've talked about going on like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And seeing the kind of like...
doing the game on there.
Well, the silly shit that gets included on these like...
Yeah.
Fictional universe like encyclopedias.
Like beer and wine.
Like beer and wine. But do you think that... So the Marvel universes, there are many...
I thought that they were all sort of just one.
Well, they like crossed over, but there's like the cinematic universe and multiple comic book universes. But here's my question.
Wait, time out. Marvel is the Hulk?
Yes.
And Spider-Man.
And the X-Men.
And the X-Men.
And Iron Man.
And the Fantastic Four?
And the Fantastic Four.
And Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
DC is Superman.
Yes. Just Superman.
Just Superman.
Just Superman. That's the they got nobody else.
And no, because there's a
Man-Bat.
There's a Man-Bat, and there's also the what's the superhero team that they have?
The Justice Friends.
Right, the Justice Friends, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the Marvel Universe though was all I didn't know they were ever separate. I thought it was all just one.
What do you mean?
One thing.
Like, within, like, the movies or comics? Or
within,
like,
all of, within all of the shit, you can just be in a Hulk movie and Spider-Man will appear, and that's fine because they all live in the same universe.
Well, yes, but those are self-contained universes. Like, there's the cinematic universe where it's like, here's all the movie versions.
I mean, I know that, like Bruce Banner has been played by different actors over the years.
Now, that's confusing because two actors have played him in the same cinematic universe.
Okay.
Which is like,
how do
Ed Norton face morph into Mark Ruffalo?
For two white men, they have the most opposite possible face.
It's true. But I mean, that's, man, that Hulk drug, Hulk radiation.
His drug is anger, is rage, right? your irrepressible rage is my drug, as the Hulk says to himself.
Yeah. The secret is I'm always up on that irrepressible rage.
Yeah.
Great quote from the movie.
That's my secret.
But so, like, there's like the Marvel Ultimate Universe where Spider-Man is not a lame white boy journalist in high school.
Isn't a little whiny piece of shit.
He's like, just way better. Miles Morales. Cool.
Okay, I don't know who that is. That's
but I'm
okay.
Just wondering if on these Marvel wikis... Sorry, we got way off track here, and I promise we'll click on a link soon.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that they have, like, a catalog running of when they will, like, reference a pop culture thing, and they're like, we know that in universe, like, X01B, Jimmy Buffett exists because we see Spider-Man listening to Cheeseburger in Paradise one time, but we have no evidence in the cinematic universe. Like, we've never in Jessica right. Jones, any of the surrounding
Jimmy Buffett doesn't
Jimmy
exist
Buffett has
Jessica
never been
Jones.
Referenced
yeah.
or like played. So we can't assume.
Where were you going with this? Just like the universes where Jimmy Buffett exists.
Well,
and it's certain Marvel universes.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's the on Wikipedia, there's the Legends version of the alcohol page and the canon version.
Oh, really? Those are different.
Well, they would be now because they split it, right?
Right.
So, if say, I don't know, a fucking... What's a tasty-ass cocktail?
Margarita.
Okay. One time Wolverine orders a margarita in the comics.
Right.
They have to create a page for margarita in the Marvel wiki, right?
Right, right, right.
But then they have to reference what fucking universes margaritas have actually appeared in, which ones they haven't.
Right, right, right.
Because you can't just be like, oh, it's a page for margarita. It's like, no, this is a whole thing where it's split into different continuities.
Yeah.
I can't assume.
But the funny thing about what you're saying is that in Star Wars, like, just like they have, just like the alcohol is just like beer and wine and everything, mm-hmm. their Jimmy Buffett is just Jimmy Buffett. He just lives out there.
I can see him chilling with Ben Kenobi. Let's click a link.
Yeah, they'd be buds. You know Ben's a parrot head. Not Obi-Wan.
Old Ben.
Obi-Wan, not so much, but old Ben, definitely.
No wonder why Luke never really hung out with him that much. He's just like, he was playing Jimmy Buffett nonstop last time we hung out, and it got a little old.
Okay, so I have to think that this is going to be pretty easy, because we can just do some, like, geography stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So well, let's just try to get to England, shall we?
England. Hello, governor.
Jesus fucking Christ. We've been on this page before, right?
I think so.
I mean, I know I have, personally.
I always forget that England has a different flag than the United Kingdom.
Yeah. I'm pretty fond of the English flag.
Yeah?
It's got a clean design.
I mean, I feel like that is true of a lot of flags.
Yeah, but I don't know. That red cross is like.
What's your least favorite flag?
My least favorite flag?
Off the top of your dome.
A country flag?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You can't do this to me now. I know what my favorite is.
What's your favorite?
The Isle of Man.
What's it look like?
Oh, my God. Let's look at a picture. This is. We shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, God. Don't open. Another tab.
It only take a second.
Okay, Isle of Man. This better be worth it. Damn.
Yeah, it's worth it, right? It's got a lot of legs on it.
It's just some kicks.
It's just some kicks in a circle.
It's just some kicks, like symbolized.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, that was pretty worth it.
Pretty cool, right? Yeah, I don't have a least favorite. I'm not really like a hater like that.
You're not a flag hater.
Do you have a least favorite?
No, but now that I've mentioned the idea of it, all I can think of is the Mr. Show sketch where they're creating, it's the Founding Fathers, like, talking about, like, making the American flag, and they have Betsy Ross's flag in a box, and they're like, this is perfect because it's impossible to shit on this flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've found the right design.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the American flag is un-poop-onable.
Right.
Which I don't know if that means it's really good or means it's like...
Got like a coating on there?
Or if it... Well, no. Like, you just like physically are stopped. Like, you can try all you want. But like, you'll just...
It's just guarded at all times.
Come out. But what's the vibe that prevents...
Wait, do you mean when you say physically are stopped, do you mean that there's a guard there that will stop you? Or do you mean that there is a hex put on anyone that tries to shit on the flag?
In the context of the sketch... I think, like, Ben Franklin drops trow and tries to poop on it, and he
hexed.
Just can't poop.
He's hexed.
Yeah. Is that, like, good magic
magic? And he never poops again.
Yeah. I don't know about that. It doesn't go that far down the track. But,
That's where the Soylent... That's where Rob Reinhart got the idea to do that experiment where he made himself stop pooping.
Probably.
Ben Franklin.
Or Parks and Rec when... what's his name?
Tried to poop on the flag, but couldn't.
No. Different comedy bit.
I don't know the joke. I don't watch the show.
Who's the creepy guy? He's the handsome guy, but he did some bad shit.
Ron Swanson?
No.
Amy Poehler. That's it. That's all I got. Aubrey Plaza?
No.
Is she on that?
She is on that.
Okay, I don't
Wait,
know anyone
whoa,
else
whoa,
on
whoa,
it.
Hold on.
What?
Have you not watched that much Parks
No.
No.
Can you tell?
You would like it.
I'm sure I would. I've just never, like...
Fuck, what's... Rob... He was also on The West Wing.
I don't ever watch that show either. Thomas. Rob Thomas. Carlos Santana?
No. Not either of them. They were busy. They're busy constantly playing that song. Whenever you hear...
They haven't stopped.
Whenever you hear Smooth on the Radio, that's a live performance.
They're really good at that.
Yeah.
You know what I was remembering the other day? Because somebody sent me a GIF of it. Was the time when Ashley Simpson went on SNL. Do you remember this?
Oh, fuck.
She went on SNL and it was like this big fucking scandal because people figured out that she was lip syncing and she did a silly dance.
Right. Yeah. The bad, silly dance.
Yeah.
The bad, silly, I'm lip syncing, sorry dance.
It was like, I guess I have to do a little boop boop.
Rob Lowe is who I was thinking of.
I almost said that, but then I thought it would be funnier to say Rob Thomas.
It was. It totally was. Do you think lip syncing is always bad?
I don't give a fuck.
Right?
Like, honestly, if I'm watching SNL from the comfort of my home or from the theater, really, whatever.
Yeah.
I would rather hear the song done well than, I mean, like, if the
so
singer,
many SNL performances sound
right,
bad.
Like, if the singer can't do a good job live, I would rather just hear a fucking recording and pretend in my head.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all spectacle. Anyway.
It's all a spectacle. Everything we do is performance.
Yeah. Now you...
I'm lip syncing right now, actually.
That's fucked up. Don't play with my mind like that.
Okay, sorry.
You love the band Nine Inch Nails, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
What's your favorite song by them?
I almost said Your Love Is My Drug, but that's a catchy song.
That's
the perfect drug.
The perfect drug.
Yeah.
Mashup potential right there.
Oh, shit. You're a DJ.
I can't fucking... No. where does Head Like a Hole rank?
It's a good one.
It's a good one. But that was like off their...
Halo number one.
Is that actually Halo number one, or is there like one that precedes
No,
it?
I think that's the first one.
Okay. So, but that was... Pretty Hate Machine was what, like 88,
89?
So, you know those fucking shows, those like Top of the Pops shows that they had on in the late
80s? In 1989? I wasn't there.
But you haven't ever seen clips of them? These are the shows where
like
it's literally...
Like pre-TRL?
Yeah, well, it's literally where they have the bands come on as like, here's the hot song, and it's just like, you know, like a fucking
American Bandstand, but for the 80s.
Yeah. Okay, like a fucking neoned out, almost like mall vibe stage with like screaming fans and stuff.
Right.
And just like everybody. And all those performances across the board are like always lip synced.
Right, yeah.
But they had Nine Inch Nails do that in the same setting. They didn't, cave sexy up the setting either. We have to watch this clip after it because it's so fucking weird to see Nine Inch Nails lip sync.
It's just, you actually can't see him. It's just, like, a black void in the center of the screen.
It's like your brain doesn't want to put it together.
The light is all just being sucked into Trent Reznor.
He's just, like, yeah, he's absorbed it all in him. And then he's fake singing on top of it.
Holy shit, that's incredible.
Yeah. It's a sight to see. Or to not see. To not process with your brain.
Right, because your brain can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
This is just what you've read about it. And you've, like, watched it, but it's...
it's an unobservable phenomenon.
It won't stick in there.
I'm reading The Lathe of Heaven now.
Yeah? How's that working out for you?
It's good. Ursula.
Yeah.
Makes them good books.
Yeah. I've only read two of her books.
I'm just thinking about that because
it's good.
Because the character in that book could have like dreamed into or out of reality that performance of Head Like a Hole. And it would have the same kind of effect, whereas like no one can actually like remember it.
Right.
Or instead it has always existed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the whole conceit of the book, but that's okay.
Dreams make things real.
Oh, okay. Like Inception.
Well, no.
I know.
That's a horse of a different color.
I'm just making a goof. Oh, by the way, today I was in this record store.
Did you have to poop?
God damn it, Matt.
I'm just doing a lot of callbacks here.
I thought of it when I was in there. Actually, what happened...
The thought of pooping.
No, I that happened to me, right? Uh-huh. And then I remembered that we did an episode about it, and
then,
I just giggled inside.
Then, you realized you had your American flag underwear on and you didn't, you had to poop while you were in the record store, but you also physically could not.
Physically, it
canceled
it
out.
Dead. Yeah. I don't know why more people don't put American flag like diapers on their babies. If it's a bad time.
This is Mr. Show proved.
If you're,
can't do it.
Yeah. If you go over to somebody, you know, your mother-in-law's house for dinner or something, you just don't want to deal with that. Put that American flag on that baby. Good to go for the night. I mean, dogs? Like, this has, like, you know, think about this.
There's huge implications.
Huge implications. Okay, I'm trying to find, like...
Ringo Starr? I agree.
Yeah, Ringo.
No,
I'm trying to find, like, the Cold War you know?
That makes sense. Yeah. Communism, socialism is involved.
In the, communism, in socialism, the free love.
Communism in the mix, 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 mix.
I don't think communism sounds like that. That's that's the sound of capitalism.
Capitalism sounds like a fucking, like a gross, like, drive time DJ soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I can look for, like, some world leaders that were around. Some England leaders that were around during that time.
Yeah. They may have also inadvertently led other parts of the world, but, like, that's... Not inadvertently. Sorry, that was the wrong word.
Should I click on
definitely advertently.
Politics of England?
Oh boy, that's just gonna get us into a house with lords in it, and I just like I don't
the
know.
House of Lord the House of Lord?
No. We're not gonna go to Lord's house.
Dang.
It's a little weird. Oh. I don't wanna hang out with a 19-year-old.
Dang. She's 19 now.
I think so. That was off the top of my dome. I hope so.
Hashtag old.
Hashtag old. It is gonna be real fucked up though when
Lord turns
no
drinking age.
That'll be maybe like kind of weird, but that'll be a blip. What's gonna be weird is when fucking oh shit, what's the name of the song?
Call Me Maybe.
No,
Royals.
When Royals is on the oldies station. Because it won't just be like when everything else will, contemporary will also be on the oldies station then.
Right.
But we'll hear Royals and we'll also be like, fuck.
We're oldies. We are oldies.
We were
youngies.
Like, we're still older than the person who made this
right,
song.
Right.
And were
right.
when this song was also big right. and felt bad about it then.
Yeah.
But this person
Wait,
is still...
I didn't, you felt bad about that? I didn't feel bad about it. I felt great about it.
I felt kind of like, damn.
Oh, like she made you feel bad
Lord.
About yourself.
Damn. Because
she's, like, more accomplished than we are?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. But she's kind of makes me feel pretty good, I would say.
Okay.
But back up, they're never going to put Lord on the oldies station, because the oldies, oldies now means music of the 50s and 60s. That's all it means.
It's crystallized
like
as a genre.
That time period is never going to shift forward.
So
because that's what it meant when we were six, right? And it would have shifted by now it was going to.
I feel like it kind of has started to.
When's the last time you turned on the oldies station?
That's fair. But I feel like even a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
like go back to when I would actually regularly like ride in a car and have the radio on.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, some like early 80s jams would slip into the oldies zone.
No, you're thinking of maybe a classic rock station, well, or maybe an 80s, 90s, or whenever station.
That's the thing. Is it gonna be like? Are they all just gonna like? Here's the canonical genres: oldies,
classic rock,
whatever that.
Which
means.
Is the set? Which is and 70s
then,
rock,
and then 80s, 90s, and now, which is
not right. 80s, 90s, and whenever, and that's the station that Lord is gonna get lumped
that's
into.
That's a genre.
That is the genre that all future music is eventually going to get lumped into.
That's fucked.
But they're
up.
Never gonna change the name of it.
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna click on Politics of England.
Okay.
I just did this
someone
thing.
Fucking a pig up on the top.
I just did this thing where I was going to try to hum the British national anthem, but I realized that the song that I was about to hum was the Olympic anthem.
I just tried to think of
the like the NBC Olympics song.
I just tried to think, I just twice tried to access in my RAM the fucking British national anthem.
Oh, I just got it.
And I got Ode to Joy and O Canada, so I'm fucked. I'm helpless. Can you please help out?
Well, this is the Olympic song.
Oh, no, I wanted the England one.
It's, oh my god, fuck, I had it and then it left. Dun 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 dun
dun dun
dun. I hope that's it, or I just insulted a lot of English people.
They can take it.
That's actually the anthem of Great Britain, isn't it? That's not the English anthem.
Fuck. I can't even. started this podcast.
Don't act
with, like
you didn't start that shit.
I didn't fair. But I started this podcast with like a slight headache, and as it's,
every time we do a dumb accent,
it's receding, but it's doing that thing where it's leaving me kind of foggy. And every time one of us breaks out into an accent, it's just getting foggier. It's just like I'm pulling further and further back. Like I'm having an out of body experience right now.
Yeah.
And like if you go back to New Zealand voice, I'll be like in the apartment above us, like not even in the room anymore.
Oh, is that so?
Fuck. Fuck.
Matt, where have you gone?
I'm in a universe X01B where Jimmy Buffett doesn't exist.
What's a in universe X01B? What's a margarita? What are the ingredients in a margarita in your universe where you are?
It's actually what we call Hulk's shorts. Here. Nice margaritas, Bruce. Amazing how they never rip fully to just reveal your Hulk junk.
That's the only part of his body that doesn't grow at all.
No, I've definitely seen art to that effect where he just has
little baby
super
butt.
Narrow hits. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no juicy Hulk butt in that art. So let's get serious.
Let's get down to business.
To defeat the communists.
Right. Yeah.
When it comes to world history, and particularly the fair weather allyships between countries.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I start to read anything, you know, along that, just like heady geopolitical stuff.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time keeping track of it all.
Uh-huh.
Because it's never like, even in like thorougher than your average wiki summary.
Yes.
Like things. It's never entirely clear to me like where the breakdown starts to happen again. Like they're allied for a little bit and it seems like everything's cool.
Yeah.
One of them does a bad thing and it's like, oh, that precipitates. They're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
But it seems like you would know that that bad thing was going to happen ahead of time. And maybe you do some diplomacy about it, right? Just do some diplomacy
about
it.
So the thing is,
I'm just an optimist.
Here's the thing. So when I, you know, I took this European history class in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Grace, bless up. And one of the...
Is she deceased?
No. I'm just sending her a little...
Just a little bless up?
A little bless up for okay. Good luck, you know? And I don't remember the content. I don't remember what this skit was about. But, you know, she was a pretty, like, creative teacher. She would think of some good ways to get the material through the thick noggins of the dumb kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this one day where she had written this little skit, and she had a group of students perform it. And basically, again, don't remember which world conflict this was about, but basically, the way that this skit envisioned world politics is it's just a bunch of fucking teens. And the teens go to a high school together. And sometimes some shit happens where two people that were besties...
Fuck,
They ain't besties no more.
This...
And nobody knows why, really.
This is the fucking study tip that I was missing all throughout high school. This is why I feel like I'm in a dense fog when it comes to you know, geopolitical, like, movers and shakers and deals and breakups.
Wheeling and dealing.
Because I should have just been imagining some fucking
teens. Some dumbass teens.
Now it all makes
sense, right?
Sense. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm fully outside of this building now.
You're on... okay, yeah.
This ibuprofen's fucked me up.
Here we go, House of Lord. I am struggling to find... I was hoping to just see, like, Margaret Thatcher, you know?
The Iron Lady? Is there a Marvel Universe where Margaret Thatcher is
literally an Iron Lady?
Yeah. Was that joke not made in the 80s?
She gets in a fight with Iron Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's a good one.
Margaret Thatcher versus Tony Stark in the fight where both people are bad.
Okay, Conservative Party? Does that seem good?
Shit, I don't know.
I'm gonna do it.
God damn it. Okay, Conservative Party UK. Their logo is shit.
Yeah, it's uggo. It's like a, it's a, the British flag, but it's, the outline of it is like a tree that someone has like scribbled.
Yeah.
It's like a scribbled tree, but with the British flag as the colors.
It's fucking lazy as hell.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
It's, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is the exact time period I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to figure out how to get to Cold War. Oh, there she is. There's our girl.
No, okay. Let's not call her our girl.
I'm just envisioning her as a super heroine now.
But no,
made of iron.
She wouldn't be that heroic, though.
She would be the villain.
Yeah. She would be like, I know what's best for this country.
But the thing is that the thing that...
No social support for anybody.
Listen, the thing that doesn't totally make sense in this fantasy world we've created is that, mm-hmm, I do feel like Tony Stark would be on the same side as Margaret Thatcher.
Well, no, not quite. Margaret Thatcher would just be like, fucking capitalism, great, but we should just like not even encourage helping the poor at all.
Right, which I don't think Tony Stark gives a
But Tony Stark would be like, one, Tony Stark would probably like have a few issues that he'd be like, yeah, no, we should like kind of socialize that. But then for everything else, they'd be in agreement. But he would be like, he would be the fucking Elon Musk of it. He would be like the, oh, don't worry though, like, Margaret's wrong, but we also don't need government. You just need industry to disrupt this and, okay, like, make it better.
Right, but it's just an updated version. I mean, he's basically just a tech bro, right? I mean, he's an Elon Musk figure. He just thinks that, like, you know, public schools should be replaced with charter schools.
He's Soylent Boy.
Food should be replaced with Soylent. The president should be replaced with a cyborg.
That's already happened.
That's right. Right. That's come true.
Did you this is actually kind of in the wheelhouse what we're talking about. Did you watch the clip I posted from Command and Conquer Red Alert 3?
No.
Tim Curry plays the communist dictator in that game.
Uh-huh.
And let me do my best breaking down to accents again and impersonations. Okay. Let me do my best recreation of this Tim Curry line.
Okay.
Which is him doing a bad Russian accent.
Okay.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Spies! It's an actual line in that game. And in that game, the American president is played by J.K. Simmons, uh-huh, a.k.a. Juno's dad, a.k.a. Cave Johnson from Portal.
Yeah.
And he's actually a cyborg, uh-huh, created by the alternate universe Japanese empire led by George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
That game's fucked.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
I can't tell if it's like knows that it's being tacky and like having fun with it, or if it knows it's being tacky and having fun with it and then taking it way the fuck too far.
Right.
Yeah. Like, whoops, you went back around from self-parody to just being bad.
Mm-hmm. If you'll just take a peek at what's on the screen right now, I think we're real close, and I want you to read this poster. This 1929 poster attacking the Labor Party. I would like you to read what's on it, please.
Socialism would mean inspectors all around. If you want to call... Yep.
Keep going. You're doing great.
Fuck. If you want to call your soul your own, vote conservative. Damn.
They just go right
but I want you to read the first line of the paragraph underneath 1920 to 1945.
Yeah, I saw it. I've been looking at it. In 1922, boner law.
Boner law.
That's a man's name, though.
It's a guy's name.
That's a real guy's name.
Are we sure he's not a Marvel villain?
He's both.
He's a Marvel porn parody villain. Oh, fuck. I just realized the dopest shit.
What?
By the president set by Marvel establishing multiple universes of continuity.
Yeah, there's a porniverse.
All the porn parodies exist in their own...
They all have their own universes.
Unless they're shared.
I was just envisioning there's one universe where all the porn parodies
exist. I'm sure there's like an Avengers porn parody but then they also bring in like Spider-Man. Yeah. And he's like, oh, he hasn't been the Avengers yet. But like, it's okay.
Right.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna try Labor Party.
Okay.
Just because they're accused of being socialists on this page, so...
It's yes, like,
you know,
we need to get to socialism somehow. Now, Labor's logo much better,
mm-hmm. Tasteful, very tasteful. Helvetica,
I don't know.
Almost
Helvetica.
Near Helvetica,
near approaching Helvetica.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that fucking documentary about Helvetica in high school, I thought I was
you saw a documentary about Helvetica in high school?
It's just called Helvetica.
Oh, no, I remember when that came out, actually.
I thought it was so dope, and I thought I was so smart for watching
it. You're a pro designer.
That was so stupid.
You went to school, and you're like, you peered over people's shoulders in the computer lab. Oh, you're using a serif font?
I was like, history is all a big old mess to me, but hey, fonts are cool, right?
It's the reason you didn't understand history because you didn't operate in that high school click zone.
No, what the problem was is that all the textbooks were written in ugly serif fonts.
Oh, and you wouldn't read them.
Yeah. It didn't have slick modern design going for it. all these pictures were like of old things, and I was
fuck
is this?
I'm not into old stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Matt. I only want to see new stuff.
Very modern.
That hot, fresh content.
Yeah.
give me my history in the form of a meme, and maybe I'll think about reading it.
Oh, we're taking it too far.
Turn Winston Churchill into the cheeseburger cat?
Christ.
And maybe you have my attention. I'm going to click right through to socialist.
Yes.
Socialism has got a pretty hot logo, too.
This is the wiki logo for socialism.
No, that's the official.
I don't think they had a vote. I don't think they had a socialist vote on that. On the red clip art flag.
Yeah, it's a red clip art flag. Flapping.
Socialism flapping, back at it again with the red flag.
Not majestically in the breeze, I would say.
There we go. There's a meme.
Flaccidly.
It's just like stuck. It's just stuck in a flat.
It's just
motion.
Like a little Lego flag.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Those little Lego pennants. Yeah. You only got two kinds of flags in the Lego world. Either they're just like starched and straight out, mm-hmm. or you have to have like a shitty little, like, you know, chevron carved pennant, mm-hmm. that's like waving unnaturally.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the fake flag in the moon landing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. Well, that's like it's like all pinned in place, right? they had a rod.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick was like, "Props department, get this right."
Yep. Okay.
Oh boy!
Almost did a misclick there.
You almost clicked on an article.
Okay. I feel great about this. I'm not worried. I have a plan.
That's
cool. How are we doing?
We got 10 minutes.
Okay. We can
like always.
We can do this. As always, we have 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah. No, we can definitely do this. So right now
names I recognize.
I'm looking at...
Is Khrushchev in that art that references this gesture?
I don't remember if it's Khrushchev or the other dude.
The other dude. The one who's not Khrushchev.
Yeltsin.
Oh.
Or is he post-communism? Am I just a dummy?
You
don't know either. Why am I asking you?
You're asking a person whose brain is operating at less than optimal capacity who wouldn't know the answer in the first place.
Right. But I am, I'm looking for that painting. But I'm not going to look...
No, sorry.
I'm not going to look for the world leader.
You're thinking of Yakov Smirnov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. And he's kissing the famous chauffeur...
Yakov Smirnov is the Russian Gallagher.
That's accurate, yes.
Yes.
That's completely accurate. I'm not going to even make a joke about that.
Why did I even just say that?
You nailed
that.
I was just going to make a joke about the Kartok character.
Listen
to Kartok?
I have listened to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers.
The Tappet Brothers.
Yeah. They had a character that was like,
well,
a socialist?
It's not really characters. They just make these bad puns at the end of the show.
Oh.
Like, these are the people that work on the show, and some of them are real people and some of them are puns. And they say that their chauffeur is named Peek Off and Drop Off.
Oh, God.
And I just listened the other day, like the other week, they played the episode because they're playing back episodes
right
now. They played the episode where they first introduced that name.
What?
And whichever brother said it, the other one thought it was the funniest fucking thing.
Shit.
He lost his shit.
How do you think Tori Malatia feels?
Great. I would feel great if I was him.
If you just always had the goof line at the end of the episode?
Yeah. Okay. German Democratic Republic. Is that East Germany?
Fuck. If I, like... This, we just, oh my gosh, there are people listening to this right now just screaming at us, being like, I can't believe,
I'm gonna do it.
I can't believe
I'm
I ever
it. I'm
entertained
it.
The notion
I'm
that,
it. Oh, yes,
fuck. Okay,
we did it. We did it. I did it.
Yes, you did it. There are people who are like, I can't believe I ever thought Caitlin and or Matt
knew
were
anything.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Partition. That doesn't mean the wall.
It's the Beyonce That's... song.
It's a Beyonce song.
See, that's what I've got in my brain.
Beyonce? You got Beyonce B on the brain?
Yeah, I got B on the brain. I got that B brain.
B brain.
Okay. I feel like we're on the verge.
We're so close. What is ostalgy?
I don't. We're flirting. We're flirting with Germany again.
Ostalgie. Many East Germans reacted positively to the dissolution of the DDR, but this reaction soon turned sour. West Germans often acted as if they had won and East Germans had lost in unification, leading many East Germans, Ossies, to represent West Germans, Wessies. All right. Okay, Berlin Wall, here it is.
Is that?
Yes.
It was on the. Okay, good. Cool. Berlin Wall. Dope. I've seen a piece of the Berlin Wall.
I haven't.
They have it hung up at the Seattle Center, which is like a big food court near the Space Needle. Like, honestly, like there's like carnival rides, and then if you're in Seattle Center proper, it's like
just,
a big food court.
It's just like, hey, here's capitalism. Welcome to capitalism.
Here's part of the Berlin Wall. You can go downstairs and watch Shakespeare plays.
Here's part of communism.
Yeah.
It's broken. We broke it.
Yeah. No, like, that was it.
Yeah.
That was the whole vibe.
That
Do you want an Orange
thing.
Julius? Go up in this big tower that we built for the World's Fair for no fucking reason.
You know, I've never drunk an Orange Julius.
Have you had any kind of slushy?
Yes.
Now, imagine if that slushy convinced you that there was definitely dairy in it, whether or not you could prove it.
Okay.
That's how I would describe the experience of drinking an Orange Julius.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm just like, I'm always like, there's something sneaking in here. Mm-hmm. Sneaking in here like a thickening agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's probably not dairy though, right?
Probably not. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
Did you read my tweet about pizza rolls?
Less than 2% real cheese. Oh my god.
And even you want, so that's not on the whole that upsetting, because if you look at the contents of a pizza roll, mm-hmm. there's not like that much cheese in there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of sauce. It's a saucy saucy pocket.
Yeah.
But what's much more upsetting to me is that if you buy a Totino's party pizza or Gino's, the sister brand,
I wonder why you've been researching Totino's.
Almost none of those pizzas have... Almost all of them are in the same boat as the...
In terms of cheese content.
Mm. And it's not even like... Okay, maybe you're thinking, oh, it's soy cheese, or oh, it's like cashew cheese. That's
no.
what you might find on a sizzle pie.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No.
It's that good... That ooey-gooey hydrogenated corn oil they put on there.
Oh boy.
It's just whipped corn.
Never has there been a more appetizing sounding dish than whipped corn.
See, the
they had topped out at creamed corn, and they're like, but
creamed
what
corn,
if it's
see,
whipped?
Yeah, but see, whipped corn doesn't sound that bad because it makes it sound like maybe it's kind of like creamed corn. I picture like a corn puree, which is like, I can, okay.
You're saying you like the sound of this?
I like the sound of that better than I like the sound of...
Fake cheese.
Fake cheese made of oil.
Yeah, okay, fair. So yeah, where's the part where it's like, here's the shit that people put on the Berlin Wall?
Well, I keep seeing pictures that have shit in them, but... Berlin Wall, they didn't cast anti-shit hex.
Betsy Ross was not employed.
I'm just going to scroll through the article now at this point.
Yeah.
Erection of the inner German border.
Boy. Boner law. Hey, yo. Brain drain. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I know.
It's like someone built a wall between the left and right halves of my brain. And it's just... The effects of it are deleterious.
Did you ever take a psych class, like in high school or
I did.
Any other time? Did you find...
I got about 5 on the AP psych exam.
Oh, that's great. Me too.
Hashtag proud.
That's great. Me too.
It wasn't... We weren't taught to the curriculum, though.
Okay. Okay. That's nice.
How's this?
But you know that some people with severe epilepsy, sometimes they separate the left and right halves of their brains.
Yeah.
And it's crazy what it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Where, like, you see something with your left eye,
but
your right hand doesn't understand or whatever.
Have we not discussed, you and I, before how...
Split brains?
No, how AP Psych, like, high school psych is just a book full of, look at this dope, like, weird shit that happens. Brains,
we might
right?
have talked about this on this very show.
Yeah.
It was, like, fun. I liked it.
If we did talk about it, one of our friends will text us and be like, yeah, you did talk about it. Why can't either of you remember what you talked about?
I never remember anything that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. You can find that in a psych book, I'm sure.
Like why I can't ever remember anything. Yeah, probably.
Boy, oh boy. Okay. There's lots of famous people getting shouted out on this page.
Okay, here's my thing. Here's the guy. It was either Khrushchev or Gorbachev. Who's in the photograph of where they're kissing, where the boys are kissing each other.
So should we just...
But I don't know if I want to just click... If we can get to fucking Berlin Wall graffiti, which I feel like should be a section on this...
Should be a section. It's prominent. Like, that's kind of
It's prominent. That's kind of the whole point. That's why they put the wall up.
You'd think that, yeah, there'd be like... A photo of this on the page.
Right. It's like the most famous bit.
Well, I mean, also the actual like significance of it, like as a wall between West and East Germany and the political and stuff.
No, I mean visually that's the section of the wall that
we're talking about the visual aspect.
I'm talking about the physical
bit.
Wall.
Yes, yes. Legacy.
Okay, because East Side Gallery, does that mean a graffiti gallery?
I don't know.
Graffiti. Motherfucker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just
the page for fucking graffiti.
Oh my God.
No, come on. Segments around the world?
Berlin Wall segments.
I bet you it's on there.
You think so?
Yeah.
My worry is that this is only sections that have been sent to other places. But
media,
you know what?
Scroll down to media relating to the wall and see if anything else gets called out.
Man, you're
mic stand?
Your mic stand.
Yeah.
It's broken.
Wait. Oh no. List of walls is being licked off of here. Well, I'm glad we at least got this far.
Okay. Okay, so probably...
I think list of wall segments...
I think list of wall segments is probably a better bet than Mikhail Gorbachev, because I don't think that he necessarily has that photograph on the page about him.
If we bought him out here, we do.
Christ. Okay, Germany.
Oh, boy.
Oh, golly.
Oh, God. It's a long list.
Oh, good golly. It's a lot of sections.
They broke this wall up and sent it all over the place.
Itty-bitty little pieces.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess we can just scroll and see if we see the picture of it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the picture of it.
There's a lot. There's a lot of segments all over the place.
All over the place. Okay.
Well, good goddamn.
Oh, Christ. Okay, we can...
Here, you scroll through the list, and I'm going to preemptively start talking about me and where people can find
me. I'm going to do some speed running right now.
Yeah.
Just in the background, I'm going to be speed running.
I'm going to put you on time now. All right. My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson, M-A-T-H-E-W-O-L-S-O-N. And I do a podcast that's soon to end with my friend Cashly Cash.
Your friend, Cash Money, the Cash Money Baby.
Ashley Cash Money Brandt called Twin Peaks Peaks. We only got a couple episodes of the show Twin Peaks left to cover in the podcast. So that's cool, right? It's going to be done soon. But catch up. Listen. Also, you can find a mix I made last month on mixcloud.com. Just search for I bought Tractor. It's the only mix titled that there. It's released under DJ Matty Ice, which is, I guess, my DJ persona. There you have it. Caitlin.
I'm still speed running.
And time.
God damn it.
We didn't get to that.
See, if we just fucking chatted less about Space Buffet and all of that shit that you were trying to talk about. I keep trying to move us along, and you're just like, no. I have ideas about pop stars that are other pop stars. And this happens.
Do you just get really unhappy when we don't get to it?
I want to get to it. That's the name of the show.
Right, but like, sometimes we're going to fail.
Yeah, I just... I like to get to it.
I mean...
I'm not, like, competitive, but I'm, like, a little competitive.
You're, like, a little competitive.
I'm a little bit competitive.
Like you are.
I like to think that I'm not, like, a dick about it, but I am a little competitive.
Yeah. Thank you to Brian Click for suggesting this week's topic.
Yeah, it really is an interesting topic, and I do deeply regret that we haven't been able to reach it.
Brian, next time I see you, I'm going to give you three hugs, alternating
kisses.
Left and right sides, and with the little kisses.
Three little kisses.
And if you think we're close enough.
And everybody will be watching. This is the interesting part of this that we didn't get to talk about, is that when communist leaders did this, everyone else was watching.
Uh-huh.
How many kisses is he going to give that other communist?
Yeah.
Because it means how much the countries like each other.
Yeah.
Just like when you're in high school and you go up to your best friend or new worst enemy.
Yeah.
And how many kisses they give you tells you how you guys are doing.
Is that how high school
That's
works?
How high school was.
Fuck, I didn't even know. I missed that completely.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, B-E-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T. Or you can read my mug tumblr at mugblog.tumblr.com. That's how Tumblr addresses work, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's called mugblog.
Yeah.
That's about it. Okay. You can tweet at the show at get to that. Did you say that already?
No, I don't believe I
did. Well, there it is.
There you go. All right. Well, listeners, imagine that Caitlin and I are somehow... hugging you at this, both of us hugging you at the same time.
I'm just shaking your hand.
Oh. Oh, wow.
We're not that close.
Cold.
Bye.